Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, we have the breath of life in us once again. Father, let us never take that for granted, that we woke up this morning and we have a whole another day here ahead of us. And Father, we are determined this morning to be here in church, to give you glory, praise and honor as we're going to start off our worship service this morning. And Father, we just thank you now for your Holy Spirit being present as we come to you now in spirit and in truth. And Father, we know that when we line up with the Word of God, that everything goes smoothly. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trials and danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen.
It's amazing what love does, is it not? Amazing indeed.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. With us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is called Emmanuel, your God with us, revealed in us, your name is called. Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is called Emmanuel, your God. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Bible, it's an amazing document, especially in the King James. People say, well, it's just too hard. I can't understand it. And many times, the Bible is its own dictionary. And you read and it says Emmanuel, and you're like, what does that mean? And then in the next verse or the next part of the sentence, it says, being God with us. God with us. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, and He is with us. Amen.
keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise.
His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes back, it's going to be a life-changing and a world-changing event. Amen. Nothing will be the same again after that.
He has shown thee,
O man,
what is good and what the Lord requires of thee.
He has shown thee,
O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly, and to love mercy,
and
walk humbly with thy God.
He has shown thee,
O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee.
He has shown thee,
O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly,
and to love mercy,
and to walk humbly with thy God.
He has shown thee,
O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee.
He has shown thee,
O man.
To do justly,
and to love mercy,
and
to walk humbly with thy God.
Amen.
When you get up into heaven someday, you can walk up to Micah and you can tell him, "Hey, I read your book, chapter 6, verse 8. Very, very good. We sang it many, many times in our church. Beautiful."
You are my
shield, O God. My life I yield, O God, for you will ever be my all in all. You are my strength, O God. You are my
against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We say glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We say glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He'll raise up a standard, the power of His blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We say glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We say glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We say glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We say glory. Strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen.
And when we bring our problems to the Lord, He is more than able to handle them. We bring them. And we simply say, God, it's your problem now, and you need to deal with it. And at that point, it's up to us just to be able to sing about God, to sing glory and honor and power and strength to the Lord. Because it's all Him. He handles every single problem. We can sit there and try and do something in our flesh. But in the end, when we can't solve something, it's God that has to come through.
Amen.
And do it. The battle does indeed belong to the Lord.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus. as a royal master leads against the foe. Forward in the battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host does flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout. Soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. Are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with all your voices in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages, men and angels sing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Like it says in Ephesians chapter 6, and having done all to stand, stand, right? Amen. Conflict is not over until we're in heaven. Then we're in the bleachers and we're watching what's happening here on earth. But until that time, we're players in this.
Amen.
Our next song is We Lift Up a Shout.
Hallelujah.
March to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout. Triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We sing the high praises of heaven and fight with the sword of the word to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and God will arise on the wings of our praise and march as a warrior who's mighty and able to save. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the
resound in the earth. We lay down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Our songs this morning, they glorify the Lord, but they make the devil angry.
Amen.
Why? Because we got victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning, then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and cause a blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, of how the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He punched me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank You, Lord.
Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore.
difficult for thee. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm.
Amen and hallelujah.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you redeemed this morning?
Hallelujah.
And are you saying so?
Hallelujah.
Indeed we are.
Yes, he has redeemed us. He has called us by name. Hallelujah. He has saved us and called us with a holy name, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and mercy, who has given us through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. He called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace. Hallelujah. Who has given us through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you today for a glorious day and a day of victory. Hallelujah. It was made manifest by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light by the gospel. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to praise our Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. and the high praises of God in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today, for a day of victory, for a day of celebration. And we want to say today, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgave us for all our iniquities, who healed all our diseases, who redeemed our life from destruction, who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfy our mouth with good things. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. It is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. He seateth us upon a high places. Oh, hallelujah. And God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we up and rising, Hallelujah. And they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They will mount again with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. And we want to thank you today for victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of us today. And thank you for giving us, O Lord, a hope in life. We have a hope. Let us realize it. Let us accept it. And let us, O Lord, move forward, O Lord, with excitement and do what God expect for us to do. We pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, thank you for moving in the midst of us. Oh Lord, we ask you to increase your power, increase the anointing. Thank you, Father, for, oh Lord, for using this ministry in a mighty way. And we pray, oh Lord, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you today that you bless the finances of this church. Thank you, Lord, for providing every need there is. Thank you for supplying all our needs because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are a provider. You are the God that never fails. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank you today that you are also the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for mighty victory in the finances. Thank you for increase, O Lord, this congregation with new people, new souls. O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for having it your way, Lord. Having it your way, we pray in the name of Jesus. And today, out of what God has given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we want to thank you, Father, for blessing, oh Lord, this offering that we are about to receive. We pray, O Lord, that you touch the pastor anointing mightily, Lord, as he will bring the message to us. O Lord, let your name be glorified with the message. Oh, we thank you, Father, let the word come out with power and touch each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way, Lord. Have it your way. We pray that you, Oh Lord, anoint each and every person that gives a testimony. And let your name be glorified also with the testimonies. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to take a few testimonies this morning. A lot of talk out there about devaluation of the dollar this week and changing the currency of the oil market. But we don't put our faith in the dollar, right? So I like what Michael said earlier. No king but King Jesus. Shouted it out there. Doesn't that man don't need a microphone? Okay. Any testimonies this morning? Okay. I don't see no testimonies. Okay, Lois.
Good morning. I was late today, as you saw, so the service seemed real short. Anyway, I wasn't going to say anything because I already told several people about last week, but in case you didn't know, I should tell the rest of you. I was having trouble with my knees, and it just started recently, the last few weeks, where if I stood too long, I would get pains in my knees and lose my, you know, strength and like lose all the strength out of my leg. And so I sat down a lot after that. And so I asked Carol, one of our other deaconesses, if she would take care of the prayer line for me on Sunday because I needed to sit down. So I went back, she said yes, and she came up here, and I went back and sat down, and I looked at her, and I thought, and I said, wait a minute. I don't have to put up with this. What am I doing succumbing to this? So I jumped up and ran up here and got prayer. electricity went through my head to my feet and my toes and my knees. It was circling around like this, and I said, I'm healed. And I am healed. Praise God.
I got to spend a little time walking this week. I've been doing a lot of walking. And God speaks to me, you know, of course, or just reiterates things. But as I was walking this week, you know, very valuable, and that is, if we don't have a healthy body, then we're out of business. And if we don't have a healthy spirit man, we're out of business. And if we don't have a healthy soul, we're out of business. So, and I don't mean out of business as far as what the world means by business. I mean out of God's business. So, we need that healthy body, a healthy spirit man, and healthy soul to be in business, in God's business. So, I turned 50 this year, so I guess I'm starting to think a little bit more along that line. You know, when I was 20, I never thought about it at all. So, time comes up on you quick. Okay. Satiris, you had a testimony?
I have my partner with me today.
Thank you.
Praise God. We had the opportunity to go to Yuba City yesterday. And I didn't want to go. But Joanne says, let's go because we may minister to the lady Sue and her husband Chris, because she had cancer. She had cancer, but we believe she's healed. And so we went there, and at the end, we had the opportunity to minister to them. We didn't have a chance to speak, to say anything, because everybody had a lot to say in that businessmen's fellowship meeting that took place. And so Joanne can explain a little more about it, what happened yet.
Okay. Well, we got there, and the men finally divided and went to the other end of the table, and the women were gabbing and giving testimonies. And then everyone left except Sue and Chris, and we asked Chris, he said, let's go, and I said, could we have a few 5 minutes with Sue? And he said, yes. And so we sat, and my husband ministered to Sue about the roots of disease, for spiritual roots of disease for colon cancer, which I had, and I'd given my testimony just before that. And he asked her if she would like to be delivered of that bitterness in the heart and the slander. And she said yes. And so she gloriously gave all that up. And then I spoke up and said, and she said that the doctors told her that they couldn't find any sign of colon cancer, but they named it colon cancer. And I thought, And they operated, and they told her that she couldn't eat certain greens because it was harmful to her system and her blood level is low. And I said, no, 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 Sue. You can eat whatever you want. If you trust Jesus Christ, he'll heal that system and he'll have you healthy as a horse. And you'll put meat on your bones. You eat red meat and spinach and all those kind of things. Well, some things I can't eat. And I said, if you trust Jesus, you can eat anything. And you're going to get healed and healthy, totally, completely. And so we're going to go to, they're going to have a meeting in Gridley with the Yuba City folks the fourth Saturday, I think, or the first Saturday, I can't remember. And so we're going to go and see what happened to Sue, see if she's gained a little weight. But it was wonderful that the Lord spoke and she heard what he spoke, that you don't believe the doctors, you believe Jesus Christ.
The next thing we did is we We went back 10 generations just in case. We asked her first if there was any cancer in her family on the father's side or the mother's side. And she says that there were some. So we, just to make sure, we broke that 10 generation curse that so will have no more effect upon her, and neither will have an effect upon her children. So that generation curse was broken. So we prayed a lot with them before we left, and it was wonderful that we believe God started something wonderful in that woman's life. Amen. And then after that, we left and we went for breakfast. And after we had the breakfast, I thought we could have called Thomas to take us for breakfast. I mean, since we were human city. But anyhow, it was too late. We had breakfast already.
Yeah. We thought about you.
So the other testimony I want to give is when Thursday, we went to the Bay Area. And I made a delivery to this restaurant, this pizzeria, but I made the delivery to their house. And so after the delivery, I started talking with this man, and I realized he was Catholic. He was going to church regularly. So I said, now, there is a way, I said, that you can know God better. You can get to know him all the way and have that relationship with him, have that intimacy with him, and you will see that you're not going to be just religious, but you are going to walk with the Lord, and you will be a follower of Christ. So I prayed a prayer also to make him decide whether he wanted to accept Christ. And we prayed the prayer, and after the prayer, he says, yes, I want to accept him. And he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. A few years back, his father gave his heart to Christ, and although he's still in the Catholic Church, but he's saved also. So it was a glorious day. After that, left rejoicing. Another testimony that I have, sometimes I accumulate all the testimonies at one time. This guy calls me, and he started talking to me in Greek, and like as if he knew me for years and years. And so I was listening to him. He was he lived in New York. He was in the stock market, and he started asking me about this and that. And I said, well, I don't have any money to invest right now. And he kept insisting. He says, now is the time to invest, he says, and all this and that. And then eventually came the Holy Spirit gave me. You know what I do, I said. I lay for myself treasures in heaven, where the moth and the rust will not corrupt it, and the thieves will not steal it. That's where my investments are, I said to him. And so he was listening, and then I started witnessing to him, and that God is my support system. God is the one that gives us wealth. He gives us the power to get wealth. And money is not the most important thing, I mentioned to him. And all. And then I said to him that, how would you like now to make Christ your Lord and Savior? And he was really touched, and he prayed the sinner's prayer and accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And that was a wonderful experience. It was a glorious conversion. I praise God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, Irene.
Hello. I wanted to say first that it's more what God does through us and in us than what we do for him, and at least try to do for him. And this is exactly what I'm hearing, how God is giving the opportunities for us to glorify Him in all different ways. And last week I was busy doing for a lot of arrangements that I needed to do for certain events that are going to come. And I was walking and just one direction, and my eyes caught a face of a man with a wide beard, like big. And I look at him, I said, oh, how strange look. And he was sitting like, I didn't know the rest of him. I just saw his face. And I was walking, and there was this, just go there and talk to this man. And I was not really wanted to do that, but I said, okay. And I turned around, and this man was an older man, and he had been working on abalone shells. He was cleaning little abalone shells, has a lot of them, and he was really working on them and putting oils after he cleaned them and all that. And I said, what a beautiful work you're doing. And I said, actually, I'm interested in some of that things for decoration that I'm planning to do in this event. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm called Abalone Joe, and here I am. This is what I love to do. And then he told me about his life a little bit. Actually, he was a college graduate, but older, just men. And he was now just kind of a little bit of this free, non-anchor man. But anyway, he was very sweet. And one thing led to another. And I started telling him about the beauty of the creation of God, even in little things like a shell. And I said, and he said, oh, I know what you're talking about. A lot of people know God. And one thing led to another. After I said, you know, and I give him my testimony. We talked for about maybe half an hour. And then he decided that he would like to pray with me. So we pray. And I basically pray for him to know the Lord in that intimate way, and to know his love and the salvation. I told him about the new birth, all those things. And we prayed together. And I got a part of those shells, but I would so have to come the next day to get the rest of them that I needed. So I went home and I called Carol. And I said, Carol, this man is so open to the Lord. And he seems to know him, or didn't know him before, but I don't know about his life. But I wanted to see him again, and I would like to see if I can really lead him into the sinner's prayer, just to make sure. So we agreed in that. And I went back like the next day, and he was there waiting, working on his shell. And after we talk a little bit again, I said, you know, Joe, I don't know if I will see you again. You come here all the time. He said, no, I come every so often. I go different places. I said, you know, I met you, and I believe this was a divine appointment. And I would love to make sure that if I don't see you again here, I will see you in heaven. And I would love to pray with you that we will again meet for sure. And he said, okay, I want to do that. So he did pray. And he was so open, I could see his eyes really shining. And he hugged me right there. And, you know, and I said, okay. And then there were two more ladies there listening. And we changed subject later. But I have a witness in my heart that he really did a step toward the Lord. Maybe, I don't know where he was. Maybe he was at one time born again and he rededicated his life. I don't know all that. But it was a praise to the Lord, because it wasn't what I was trying to do. It wasn't something I was planning to get some brownie point with the Lord and be a good girl here and do the right thing. It was simply a leading by the Holy Spirit and the joy of Him working in and through me. So I just want to give glory to God. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Pastor John.
Praise the Lord, and good morning again. We still got a few minutes left till morning. We're going to move right into our prayer time, and I want to read. We have some information from Pakistan, and that speaker back there, can that be turned off? Because it's making a lot of noise. And it's an email that came in here on October 10th. And this is from they are in Islamabad. Thank you very much for your prayers, and I want to say sorry that I could not communicate with you soon because of some problem from the Muslim community. We are grateful of our Lord Jesus that he gives us strength and the Holy Spirit for our guidance, and we are saved by his grace. Please say regards to all your team and say thanks for the prayers and also for my husband. And our best regards, and the name is Rifat. And this is a prayer request. You pray for the people in Pakistan. We have three different people in Pakistan who have contacted us. They all have to be careful about the Muslim community. They rely heavily on the guidance of the Holy Spirit and praise the Lord for his enabling power. We will do well to hold them up in prayer continually. Also pray that we will quickly get the CDs done in Urdu, in the Urdu language, to distribute over there. And just this last week, there's a tremendous battle right now in Pakistan. And the Muslims, particularly the Taliban, just overrun actually a military compound. And it shows how brazen they are. And if the Taliban can conquer Pakistan, they will have nuclear bombs. Because Pakistan has both the bombs and the missiles to deliver them. So that's why there's a tremendous battle for Pakistan in the flesh, politically, and also spiritually. Let's have everybody come that wants to come and pray, and we will have a prayer time. So, Carol, I'm going to have you pray for Pakistan to come on up here. Be ready for that. We're going to pray for Patty Sims in New York, for her health, for the Bible study she's working with, and for her son Noah John, that God will send a born-again boy to be his friend. Noah John is 9 years old. So, Lois, you want to pray for Patty? You remember her? And then we have a prayer request here for Joyce Perdue. She lives in Niagara in New York right now. And she and her husband are both ministers of the gospel, and people in the occult are cursing them and putting spells on them. Joyce also needs a healing for her body. So, Thomas, would you pray for Joyce Perdue? She's the one that was in prison for a number of years, being in the ministry. Okay, this is the praise report. Let us thank God that he performed a miracle, and that Nadine Walby, as I shared here Thursday night, is now back home from the hospital. She didn't have a perforated intestine, and her only problem is to eat the correct food and get off the junk food. She's having great problems with her bowel movements. She's in her mid-80s and has been our minister since 1978. And she's a widow. Her husband went to be with the Lord. Now, to those of you that are having course number 3, the blue book, that was printed by her husband and Bob Jackson. So, Joanne, would you pray for her? Pray for wisdom for Grace Mann and his wife, that they will have the guidance for the Lord when it comes to dealing with their children and the music that children want to listen to. So, Charles, we will take care of that. And this is a very special request. The Holy Spirit has shown me the person that can help us with video editing. I have spoken to the person, and the person is now praying over the matter. The problem is money. Due to the downturn in the economy, the man and his wife do not have adequate income. Let us pray that God will open doors and restore their income, so that the man can give 2 days a week to the ministry. So let's pray that God really would increase their ministry. And so we're going to give this to Soteris. And then, Monica, you want to come up here and pray for the finances of the church and for the lowering of the oil prices. And then we have one more specific prayer request here today, and that is this, that we are not broadcasting. We do not have a webcast right now. Something went wrong technically, and Charles said it's not our fault. This is the second time we have lost our webcast. So Norma, you being part of the missionary team, would you come and pray for that specific need, that we will be able to find what the problem is, and that we will not have this again in the future. So come on up here and join us, and I'll let you pray for that particular need. So let's start then with Thomas.
Father God, thank you for this day, first of all, Lord, and the opportunity to be here. And we thank you, Father, for our health. We thank you, Father, for the beautiful weather outside. We thank you, Father, for all things, Lord. We recognize that all we have is from you, and we want to be praising you for that. And we want you to know that we are truly thankful. And Father God, we want to lift up Joyce Perdue and her husband, Lord, and the ministry that they're in. We know this this lady was imprisoned wrongfully by a wicked system. And Father, we thank you for the fact that she is now free. We thank you, Father, that you would bless her and her husband's ministry as they're dealing with occult activity against them, which we are all dealing with that, Lord. But we thank you, Father, for strengthening them, giving them wisdom and insight into every move of the enemy, that they might counter it and destroy every work of the enemy. And we give you praise for that. And what a wonderful thought to know that you have given us power over the enemy. Amen. In Jesus' name. And whatever that they try to do, it can be squashed. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for those people that are in Pakistan, those Christians who are working for you. They're all trying to spread the gospel to the unbelievers. And we pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to empower them and to give them a comfort and confidence that He is in charge. And Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would speak clearly to them so that they would understand the direction of the Lord and be able to avoid the enemy. Father, we ask that you would strengthen them in this time of very great persecution and hardship, and that they would lean totally on the power of the Lord. And we thank you for the victory that they have in Jesus. Amen.
Pray, Jesus, for the finances of this church, your church, Jesus. I pray that you will remove all hindrances and all blockage in the name of Jesus, that they will be down and completely demolished. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will make sure that there will be blessings coming our way here, and that there will be meat in your house, meat enough so that there will be enough for everything. I pray in the name of Jesus. And also I pray for the lowering of the oil prices. You have all the power and everything that is needed for that, Jesus. And there is nobody greater than you. So I pray, Jesus, that you will lower the oil prices. And also that it will show at the price of the pump. So that the most of us, Jesus, that are dependent on these oil prices, that we can have a little relief, and that you will take care of that in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you are a source, Lord. You are provider. You are the God, the Lord, that owns the cattle upon the thousand hills, and the silver and the gold is yours. And we thank you, Lord, that you, O Lord, that this man, we believe, O Lord, that is the man that you ordained to be, O Lord, part of this ministry. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, and that you make every provision, O Lord, that this man will be able to do this job, and, O Lord, that you have ordained him to do. And we want to thank you for blessing his finances. O Lord, let it be an increase. You said in your word, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And we believe, O Lord, that you are more than able to provide for this particular person exceedingly abundantly above all that he asks or thinks, according to the power that works in him. And we thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer. And thank you for answering every prayer in this body, that our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God the Father in heaven, we pray every Sunday. We worship you. We praise you. And we have the opportunity to have a webcasting in this church. And we pray that every Sunday that you will cover us with your blood, with your precious blood around this church. And we pray that, and we ask that your angels will be surrounded this church. So there will be no problem. There will, the devil will not mess up the control booth, the camera, the audio, the media shot. Everything will always be fine because you are in control and you know what is wrong with this. And we don't want the devil will win this every Sunday that we have a problem. And I pray and I praise you and I worship you that everything will be fine every Sunday. And I ask thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Father, we lift up Graceman and his wife and the children that they have. Lord, it says in your word that you train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they shall not depart from it. But Father, what do you do when a child wants to break away those strings that you've tied to them and to go out on their own and to try music that may or may not be godly, but something different than what mom and dad raised them with? Father, we just ask now that when it comes to this mom and dad, you give them the wisdom to deal with their children in the way that you want us to do it. But Father, also when it comes to the children, that they would see that if they're trying to do something that is going to ensnare them and lead them astray, albeit slowly, maybe not fast, that they would see that they are in error and that they need to change. And so Father, we just ask for, for grace for them, that for the parents as well as for the children, that they would just be able to come together and it would be in unity. And Father, now we just thank you for everything working out in that family, that they will have harmony once again, and that there would be no divisions in the family. Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Holy Father, we thank you and praise you for the miracle you did with Nadine Walby and that she's now home. And Father God, we just thank you and praise you that she's been with us quite a long time. And we know she loves you very, very much. And we pray that she get off the junk food, that she eat correct foods. She has the means to get the correct foods. Put it in her heart, Holy Spirit. And Father, we just thank you and praise you that you're keeping her alive for a purpose, I don't know which one she's ministering to, maybe her daughter. I think she wants her daughter's salvation. And so we just thank you and praise you for her daughter's salvation to take place by the Holy Ghost, and she's never going to be lost out of your hands. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that she do correct movements with the body to release and don't repeat what the doctors and the hospital staff say to her. Don't repeat the negatives that she has this and she has that. Have her just say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my life again. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Father God, we bring before you the Sims family once again. And Lord, we ask that healing for Patty in every area, Lord, of her life, every area of her health, her physical body, and her spiritual and soul body too. Father God, we thank you that you are the great healer, that we know that if we believe, you will heal us, Lord. But we really have to believe you, and we have to trust you. And if we don't trust you, then we're not believing you. So, Father, I don't know her whole situation. I know that she suffers some panic attacks at times and so on. Excuse me. But Lord, I know that you can touch anything and you can heal anything. And we bind every spirit of infirmity, whatever that is, that's coming against her, Lord. We bind that spirit in Jesus' name and we cast it out and cause her to be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil, because she is a child of God and she belongs to you, Lord. So, Father, we ask that you help her in this area, that you cleanse her body of every ailment and her mind of anything that is causing her to be ill. And, Father God, I lift her up in her Bible study that she is trying to do or is involved in, and I ask that you give her enlightenment, give her understanding of your word, and very much... An ability to convey that to other people, Lord God, and to help them. Give the people that you want in that Bible study to be there and to come into it and bless them, Lord, as they do this. And Father, we ask especially for Noah John. He needs a friend, Lord God, and you know everybody needs a friend. And Noah John needs a Christian friend. He needs another boy that's close to his age that would be able to be interested in the same things, and they could enjoy friendship with knowing you too, Lord. So we pray for that. We pray that you send him someone that will be stable and not tear him down or drag him away from what he is being taught. We thank you, Lord, that you will give them both a close friendship, a wonderful companionship, and especially with you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you have heard these prayers. They are on the altar. They will be answered. And in due time, we will see the result. And we thank you and we praise you for that now, in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.